So, as Tom T. Hall says, I may have mentioned in the past a certain fact that I like beer. Did you know that? I don't know.
I don't think like is the appropriate term at this point.
You love Man, beer. I love you.
And I love IPAs.
I have had, what? I mean, we haven't, maybe we've had a beer's worth, but these have been 8% beers.
Yeah,
so.
let's go back to our happy hour show that we did recently together in regards to the effects of alcohol. All these have been over 6.5%, and the guidelines for, oh. I mean, just to put it out there, the right. guidelines of alcohol percentage and, you know, your whole body consumption and the way it metabolizes it processes, alcohol.
Right.
Those are based on a 12-ounce 5% beer.
I hear you. I hear you. No, I'm not. I'm not.
You know what it doesn't do, though?
What's that?
It doesn't diminish the flavor or the joy of all these IPAs we've had today.
So this is, I guess, dubbed the either food in the mouth or the meltdown show, whichever way you want. And for us, let's just call it the PNP IPA day meltdown
hashtag show. PNP IPA day. And get the bread out of my mouth. I do like your concept, though. Not the food in the mouth, because we may not be eating every time during the post show. I like the meltdown show better. I think designation wise, it's much better. And last week was an epic meltdown. It was the inaugural meltdown show. We're going to be doing a pre-show, a palate cleanser, if you will, and then the core shows, and then the meltdown show.
There it is. Now,
our structure is complete.
Now that we've got that laid out and everyone knows what we're about. Hey, I just got done pouring all the beers out.
And
we've got four different IPA styles sitting in front of us.
Well, we had four different IPA styles. Oh. I went straight for the one that I love the best so far. They're all great. But I really gravitated to that Crow Peak. Mm. There's something about it, that 11th Hour IPA. I love the diversity of the hops in it. And the complexity of the flavor profile. I want a six pack. I know you said you don't go back to South Dakota frequently, but you've got to have a contact, Curtis. We've got to work something out here. I really like this beer, and I know my friends would love it.
I like how you almost called it San Dakota.
I was thinking about my trips to San Diego lately and all the beers I've been bringing back from there, but it is South Dakota.
That's right.
And San Diego. Let's not put those two together. They're far apart. Geographically and in culturally.
In so many ways, certainly. So one of the things we talked about just a little bit, and we so wanted to get into it at that point, but we had to finish up the Black IPA show, was the rumor about Dumb and Dumber 2.
We touched on it briefly.
So my favorite part of it is that the fact that Dumb and Dumber 2 seems to be a reality. Now, you reminded me that there was Dumb and Dumber, which was basically the prequel.
Let's go back for a second. It seems to be a reality?
Like, yeah, that it's going to happen. I mean,
the movie, because I thought you were focusing on the fact that the actions and the events depicted in the movie seem to be a reality. And I'm like, well, if you're looking at me when you're saying these things.
People all the time are driving across Nebraska on a moped. I mean, all the time.
You're right. I'm sure there are dozens, if not dozens of people who have done that. What about the boots?
I tell you what, that John Denver guy doesn't know shit.
I want a pair of the boots, though. When they get there and Jeff Daniels gets those big furry ski boots that makes him look like some kind of prehistoric pachyderm.
The only thing is that those are like style. That's,
I can't take it.
That's basically Uggs right there, minus the fur.
So are you saying that we should be seeing those in California with maybe a plaid miniskirt and some ski goggles?
I'm just saying I'm not a fan of Uggs.
All right. I agree with you.
Okay.
My dad and I and my brother were talking about Uggs ad nauseum one day because we are such.
Is that ag or ad?
Ag. I think it's ag nauseum, right? No, AG?
AD.
I've always said it ag nauseum. Maybe I learned something today.
Oh, my goodness. What?
But we are such, what's the opposite of advocate? We protest Uggs so much. Then my dad wanted to start a new line of Uggs, a new branch, a new style, a new design, if you will, called the Lees, brought to you by Uggs. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, yeah, we got to make some Ugg Lees. I'm like, oh, you're rotten. How dare you lure me into that horrible joke? But
I like that. I like that concept.
So those were an unofficial, the boots, getting it, tying it all together with a bow on it. Those shoes, those boots that Jeff Daniels wears in the movie are our depiction, our unofficial view of Uggs out here in California. I want a pair. You were saying, though, that you feel like it was a reality, and I took the wrong way, understandably. You actually meant that the Dumb and Dumber 2...
That there's...
a possibility of it being a movie.
Right.
But it's actually going to be the third movie. Let's
and
be clear.
And that... it will indeed be Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels in it.
And if Jim Carrey can play an ex-military, angry, puffy-cheeked warrior in Kick-Ass 2, he can go back and play his Dumb and Dumber character from previous episodes.
Certainly. So, but one of the things that I think is so funny about it is the Dumb and Dumber 2, the 2 is spelled T-O, and which is just brilliant. When I read it, I started laughing out loud because it was just, it is so what is internet now these days with where absolutely anyone can reach a million people with all of their grammatical errors.
Oh, and the grammatical errors, though, they're brilliant. They're poignant. They're clever. And they work.
Well, unless, of course, it's tattooed on you, and then you have to live with the fact that you don't know the difference between your and you no. are.
Have you seen We're the Millers yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you got to see We're the Millers with Sudeikis and that whole crew and Jennifer Aniston. That's a different show, not appropriate for this time frame. Check out the movie. There's a guy, just to spoil it, you've seen in the previews. He's got across his chest... no regrets. And they're like, wait, no regrets? He's like, no, I ain't got no regrets.
Regret.
And that's a horrible, that came out like a Southern accent, but it's not a Southern accent. It's just a crazy wannabe gangster accent that he's using.
Sure.
It's spelled R-A-G-R-E-T-S. He looks at me and goes, so no regrets at all, huh? Not even one letter? No. I'm like, nah, no regrets, man. We derailed.
No, I think tattoos are certainly the best way to go. Those are my favorite. There's plenty of websites all over the place that'll post pictures of tattoos that are spelled horribly and that have grammatical errors all over the place.
See, you know what I'm gonna ask you though, since we're talking about tattoos, and we do like our shows to be somewhat bundled. We may go askew, but we like to reel it back in, right? We've talked about movies, tattoos, bad tattoos, and trying to recap some of the beautiful IPAs we've had in the previous episodes. I look up on your kegerator, and you've got your bottle cap hop. You've got your hop cone made out of bottle caps. Would you ever consider getting your hop head said hop cone tattooed on your body?
I would consider it at some point.
Interesting. All right. Take the brand to the max, right?
I mean, if I said no, I don't, then that's not necessarily even backing up my own position.
But tattoos are extreme. I mean,
it's fine. I mean, I don't.
I do have
one. It's because I've got it hidden.
Well, we don't often do shirtless shows here in the Lauder Town Studios.
But maybe next time. No.
Because I've got three as well. I don't know if you knew that, but I've got three.
We won't.
Again, we don't do shirtless shows in the Lauder Town Studios, so tune in some other time for a different show.
Right.
But that's interesting because I think it's a poignant perspective. That you're saying, if I want to really endorse my brand, I want to back everything I'm doing with beer and the focus and the passion I have for this industry, as well as your own brand, uplifting what you feel is kind of the core of your business and what you're about, why wouldn't you consider it?
Right.
However, again, it's a long-term commitment. I've got three tattoos. I've drawn two of them up completely from scratch on my own. The other one I worked on and tweaked a little bit. So it's a popular piece of art, but we modified it a little bit to fit a space. And whatnot. I was asked recently, would I consider doing my carrot and fork from the logo of my business, Everybody's Hungry? And I don't know if I would. I think that it beyond just the long-term commitment aspect, I don't know that it fits in that same context. There's a certain perspective that people have about tattoos. And when you start putting brand names and brand imagery on your body as a tattoo, a permanent tattoo, I think that's often frowned upon. You know, people that put on sports teams and their brands and icons. And I just think you're going down a road that could potentially be frowned upon.
Depends on where you get it. Now, if it's on your if it's on your forehead, that's
or on your face, Mike Tyson.
Right. Yeah. That probably would be.
Speaking of features in a movie.
Was he in the Millers too?
No, but he was. Well, no, he wasn't in the Millers. He was in the Hangover series though, with his tattoo. Sure. And there's no getting away from that. Like if you're up for a movie as an actor and you're emblazoned with a tattoo on your face, there's only so many roles you can play.
Thug one or thug two.
Or playing the piano. I mean, Mike Tyson did it, looking for his tiger.
I'm kind of guessing he didn't play the piano, but then again, I don't know. I mean, I'm just guessing at this point.
What if there was a collaborative effort between Jeff Daniels, Jim Carrey, and Mike Tyson? What kind of movie would that be?
I think that's maybe the only way that they should go for Dumb and Dumber 2.
All right. So if you guys haven't finished the movie, reach out to Mike Tyson. He needs a role. We need a guest bit, maybe even a cameo at this point.
I hear he's in tough shape. Running
along the beach or something with, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Bring a cameo in. But at the very minimum, you should feature some IPAs, some great IPAs. We've got four on the shelf right now with the Sam Smith English IPA, the Crow Peak 11th Hour IPA. We also have Wild Onions Hop Slayer. That was a bold beer. I liked it, but it was intense.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of flavor coming out of that one.
That one is there. You still have a bunch in there.
I do, and I've got one in my hand. I still have some.
The English one.
Yeah, I tried to put them in order in front of me. And plus, I have some Wookiee Jack, which is the fourth that we featured, the Black Rye IPA.
So, just to recap everything that we did this in the correct order, because as I've gone through again in quick succession of all three of these, once I get to the Wookiee Jack, it's just incredible the flavor difference. I can taste I can taste every single one of them the whole way through.
Yeah, the succession that we went through was amazing. And the finish with Wookiee Jack offered a great complexity. It offered some interesting food pairings and some obvious dessert pairings. Not to downplay when I say that with a little bit of intonation. Unfortunately, I think it came out as a negative. It's a great opportunity, but I think desserts are an obvious route to go with the Wookiee Jack and that black rye perspective.
Definitely. I think I'm all talked out.
Time for lunch?
I think so. I'm going to finish up that last little sip.
And then we're going to move on from the meltdown show to the chow down show.
Sounds good. That will not be broadcast. So
it will not.
No, let's not do that. Hey, it's a good show. And for anyone who is, you know, interested in what we do, go down the iTunes list, since if this is your first show, this was at the top of the list and you just
we're
way down.
We're at style 14. 14C, actually, we just completed with a
14D.
Throw in. Is it even a D?
No.
It's more of a.
I'll call it a D.
Yeah. All right. You can call it a D, but it's not an official D.
No, it is not.
We're in style 14, IPAs, going through all 23 BJCP beer styles, plus numerous subcategories we're going to be dealing with, and some other fun shows, maybe some baked good focus. Some cheese focus, some specific beer focus. We might be going back and trying some of the dishes that we've recommended on the show, which will be fun, and highlighting the beer and the food pairing that we've suggested. Who knows? This thing could spiral out of control, or it could be a great success.
I
think either way, we're going to be happy.
It already has spiraled out of control. I don't know if you know this or not. So if this is your first episode that you've listened to, I'm sorry. There's plenty of great information down the road, so just keep on rolling down to one that doesn't say intro and one that doesn't say meltdown, and you're sure to find some good info.
Exactly.
Usable info that will help you put together some really great.
And to understand the beer styles better, go to hopheadsaid.com. All of them are going to be listed there under the Pints and Pairings menu.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the YouTube videos. Subscribe on iTunes. Go to everybodyshungry.org and my media appearances page. I've got all the shows listed there as well. It's been a good time. We've got some cool stuff coming on board down the road. Numerous styles are going to be in the process. So
we do.
If you have some suggestions of your own, email curtis@hopheadsaid.com or jason@everybodyshungry.org because we want your feedback. We're the suggestioneers. We're not the experts or the dictators of beer and food pairings.
The important thing to make sure everyone remembers, we are just suggestioneers.
Hashtag suggestioneers. Trademarked, copyrighted, no infringement.
So what do you say? We go eat.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. All right. We'll catch you later, everyone.
Ends in the Pints and Pairings Meltdown Show. See you at the next pour.
Cheers.